Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Neil Love from Research to Practice, and welcome to Oncology Grand Rounds. We're really excited today to be talking about chronic lymphocytic leukemia, one of the fastest changing parts of medical oncology today. Here's where we're heading here tonight. There are four main topics we're going to talk about. We're going to intersperse those with some case discussions from our nursing faculty. We're going to start out talking a little bit about the biology and the clinical presentation of the disease. Then we'll see a case. Then we're going to talk about new agents and regimens in CLL. Then we're going to talk about some of the clinical trials that have been done with these new regimens. And then we'll talk about how it all comes together as we make treatment decisions, particularly in the upfront therapy. And then finally, at the very end, we're going to talk about what you may find to be one of the more exciting things you've heard tonight, which is the new and emerging use of oncologic agents to treat COVID-19. Well, actually, why don't we go back to our faculty first and just chat a little bit before we kind of get into things. And I'm going to start out with Amy Goodrich from Hopkins. I'm just curious tonight, we're talking about all these new and novel agents, oral agents. I'm just kind of curious what your perspective is. You've been involved with the field for a year, how these new therapies have affected lifestyle and quality of life for patients with CLL, Amy?
Yeah, these therapies have really been revolutionary for patients. We sort of are getting past the barbaric chemotherapy age of treatment and really using therapies that are well tolerated and are oral and really cause a whole lot less. When I think of FCR, which has been our gold standard for a long time, this is a whole different world for patients in terms of quality of life, side effects, not being in and out of the hospital. This has really been such a huge improvement for them.
So I'm curious also, Brad, we've seen so many new trials coming out. It's really amazing how many developments have occurred. Any comments on how CLL has worked its way through some of the cooperative research groups and some of the clinical trial considerations that have evolved in this over the years?
Yeah, the cooperative groups have put forward a couple of landmark trials in the last 2 years. Presented and published. ECOG presented the E1912 study, which looked at ibrutinib rituximab versus the FCR regimen. And then the Alliance group put forward the study that compared ibrutinib rituximab versus bendamustine rituximab. And I thought these studies were really important because most of the drug company studies, which have contributed, but they've tended to just compare themselves against chlorambucil-based regimens to get the easy win and facilitate drug approval. But as a practitioner, I really needed to know how good are these new agents. And to know how good they are, they have to beat the best available. And that's what the cooperative group trial showed, is that the novel agents could beat the best available.
And we'll talk about those trials as we go through this discussion here today. We've always stated that in our programs, we really model off rounds. There's no beginning or end. We can't cover this subject. CLL is such a huge subject. We're just going to pick out some interesting things, some interesting case, and hopefully keep your attention. I think you know that over the years, we've really emphasized in our nursing education how an oncology strategy is developed and how to communicate that to a patient, what the basis is for choosing a therapy. But also another sub-theme is what we call the bond that heals, the relationship that you as a healthcare provider, an oncology provider, have with the patient and the benefit that goes way beyond drugs that you provide to patient. We talk about the triad and how that ties into the formulation of a plan. The fact that many people are in situations, these are some day in the life scrolls that we got from nurses who attended our meeting last year, just to give a flavor going from one patient to the next. And all these cancers are things that we're covering in our series. And virtually every single cancer now is being affected dramatically by new agents.